And then presumably you would also be working with test pilots in the flight sheds as well.
Oh yeah, we got to know all the test pilots. I mean, the chief test pilot when I was there was Neville Duke, squadron leader Neville Duke, and the second in command was Frank Murphy, because they were all out of the Air Force.
Sorry, who was that, the second in
Frank
command?
Murphy.
Frank Murphy.
He had a gammy leg, but he could fly. And we used to, there was only one thing you had to do, because being all ministry aircraft, you inspect the aircraft is ready for flight, it's fully refueled, everything's okay. Then you go along with the record book and you take it to the AID, which is the Aeronautical Inspection Directorate, who had an office. You take that book in there and you knew them all, say, whatever the name was, that one's ready for flight. Do you want to come out and have a look at it? Because they're ministry people, you see. 9 times out of 10, they say, no, it's all right, sign it off. If you've done it and they knew you, they'd sign it off. Then you just go down and put it on the clearance board, and then, of course, it's ready for flight then. No, as I say, I spent some very happy times there.
But you met Neville Duke, didn't
you?
What was he like as a person?
A gentleman, and his wife was very nice too. As I say, he looked after his ground crew people. Frank Murphy was all right. He was he didn't mix with us, of course, but. Neville Duke did. No, he was a gentleman. I respected Neville Duke.